Hey, this is Desiree Sims, CEO for Rich and Rich Home Opportunities. I just wanted to take this opportunity to take my blogcast time frame to tell you guys a little bit about some of the stuff that I have going on for Rich and Rich Home Opportunities starting on Monday, April 8th. We will now have a campaign that we're running on 98.3, the radio station here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Really excited about that. And the reason I'm excited is because, if you don't know, I got a Kiva loan to help with my business, which one of the things that I feel is the most important thing is that if your business is not known, people will not come to your business. If they don't know your online way that you sell, your website, if they don't know that you have a brick and mortar, something, a physical store to go to, then of course you're not going to be able to be successful that way because you're not going to be able to get sales. And so one of the ways that we get sales, as we all see them all the time, are ads. They're on our TV, you know, they're on online, they interrupted, you know, some of the most uncomfortable times when we're watching a show or whatever, and we really want to get to what's getting ready to happen next, and then it's time to go ahead and do the commercials, because the commercials do generate money. They generate money for the networks that are actually allowing them to be advertised on their network, as I do with Google AdSense on a lot of my online websites, or of course, the actual business gets more visitors, or they at least get someone looking at their store that maybe would not have looked at their store if they had not seen that commercial. So that's how I feel about 98.3. I feel like this is a good fit for my business because of the fact that we are an online presence, but we are also looking for a physical presence as well. Both of them, we want them to be known. And so this campaign is very exciting, and it utilizes some of the Kiva loan money that I received, which is part of, you know, if you don't know anything about a Kiva loan, you put down kind of like the things that you hope to accomplish with the money that you're given. And so for me personally, because my lenders acted so quickly and my teams with getting me the funding, I want to act just as quickly to show them that, yes, what you gave me, we are putting this into use, and this is what we are seeing. And so the important thing about the 98.3 promotion is that a lot of my friends, they listen to 98.3. And so when I'm talking to them about my business, those who have been in shows with me, those who have been with me through the years, they know all about how much and how hard I work for my company, Rich and Rich Home Opportunities. And, you know, we are based here in Wisconsin. And so we are very proud to be able to bring it to other people to know that. And my friends, of course, they want to know. They're like, okay, when is it going to be on? When are we going to hear this 98.3? Which is really cool, too, because now they feel more comfortable talking about my company, even just knowing that, oh, well, she's going to be on the radio. You'll hear, you know, about her business. And so instead of them having to understand everything about the business to be able to share it with others, now they have something to reference. And I think that's the importance of the radio promotion. I think that's the importance of any type of advertisement, is that you get people to recognize that you are an entity and they need to know what it is that you're doing. And how are you doing promotions? What are you selling? How long have you been selling? Are you a trustworthy business? Do you deliver, you know, on time? And so those are the things that, as we have grown as a business, that we have had our, you know, trials and tribulations. There have been some good times. There have been some bad times, you know, as we have learned to make our business bigger. But those things are necessary. It's necessary for you to go through the trials and tribulations. It's necessary for you to make the mistakes. You don't want to get into a mindset that you can never make a mistake. You don't want to get into a mindset that once you make a mistake, you're done. You should not get into that, especially in business, because there are going to be some good days in business. There will be some bad days in business. You're going to have some good sales. You're going to have some bad sales. But the real test is, what do you do about that? Do you bounce back from that? And you should be able to say, yes, I bounce back. You may not know every single time how you're going to do it, but get your mindset that, yes, if there is a problem, if there is something that's not working, we are going to think towards the next thing to help it work. And I'll give you a perfect example of this kind of thinking. So when we have businesses that go out of business, or they're thinking about going out of business, you know, they were talking a lot about Kohl's and other places going out of business. So, you know, Kohl's did not go out of business or anything like that. In fact, what they did is they created something different. They created a partnership with another company, Sephora. And so now when you think about Kohl and when you think about Sephora, you're thinking about both of them. And so maybe some of the clients that were, you know, diehard Kohl's customers or diehard Sephora customers, now you've got them interchanging, intermixing, and you're introducing something new to a population or a customer base that you had not thought about before. That is thinking and bouncing back. Yes, there might be times where you feel like your business may have to go out of business or something like that, but what can you do about that? If you want to do something about it, you can. If you choose not to do anything about it, you can do that. But I can tell you that as far as Rich and Rich Home Opportunities is concerned, we want to continue to be able to be in business. We want to just not be in business. We want to evolve in business. That means that we want to take on partnerships, collaborations. And so I know that a lot of how I am here is a direct result of those partnerships, those collaborations, that networking, because we wouldn't be known. No one would want to help us if we can't even make our own name known to the people that are closest to us. And so that's what we intend to continue to do. And we will continue to look at opportunities that help advance our business along with other small businesses, and hopefully continue to have more collaborations, more partnerships, because that, to me, is how we survive now. There's not going to be just one entity that's just going to be able to survive on its own. You have to have some kind of collaboration. And I always talk about this a lot, and I'll continue to mention it because it's been very helpful to my business. Now, because I am a small business, I don't always have the employees that I always want for every particular task that I have that needs to be completed. So either I'm going to be completing those tasks or I outsource those tasks. And so when I outsource, for me personally, I use Fiverr. And I use Fiverr because it's just an easy platform. I have been on it for a while. I have been a witness to some of the very unique and professional work that comes out of Fiverr because it's seen on my websites. A lot of my marketing materials, all of these things work on using that as an outsource. And so by doing that, it's easier for a small business like myself to be able to get some of the day-to-day website changes that might need to be completed, additional blog creations that might need to be completed. Actually having someone do a couple of blog writing or content management information for you, because you need that. You need information that's fresh. You need information that pertains to what you're doing in your business and that complements your business. And so that's one of the things that we like. It also is helpful to make sure that you stay relevant, because you hear about it. It said, you know, a jack of all trades, a master of none. That's really true. It really is, because someone that's a master at what they do in that particular field, like when we specialize in, you know, whatever field that we want to specialize in, then you become a master. You know that content more than anything else. And so an outsider doing a video may not make that. Someone who's a jack of all trades, yeah, I can do a lot of different things for my business. However, the master for me is keeping the business running. That's where my mind is. And so that's where my mindset is always at. And so I seek those opportunities, those partnerships to be able to help me to do that. So I go and, you know, there are times when I go get someone to create that video for me. I get someone to create that particular blog for me because it's different. It's coming from someone now who is a master at it. And the delivery is very different. And so with 98.3, one of the things it starts May 8th. So the first, it starts like at 6 a.m. So of course, I'll be up at 6 a.m. so that I can actually, you know, take a look and see what's going on with it and listen to it. Because this is going to be a professional relationship. 98.3, this is what they do. They tell you about what's going on. You hear about the news. You hear about the networking. You hear about what's going on, you know, in your community. And that's important to me. But more, the most important thing for me is how they talk about it, you know, because this is a learning curve. Because the way that they present my business, it should be the way that I'm presenting it. The way that they are marketing the business, it should be the way that I'm attempting to market it. So the other part of my Kev Alone, one of the things I also spoke about was the ability to be able to actually have inventory. That was another one of my things that I let my lenders and teams know, is that you need inventory. You have to be able to expand your business. You can't expand your business without the inventory. So the inventory to me is very, very important on making sure that we have enough of whatever product that we're going to be selling. And so that's another part of the money. And if you do anything with, there are many different companies that can fulfill for you. And it can be very, very streamlined when you can get the inventory and you can get it to whoever your suppliers are, you know, your manufacturers or whoever's going to be your fulfillment service. They can actually get your stuff fulfilled. They're actually taking the, they're keeping up with the inventory, as you should be too, because just because you ask a company to do something for you or you pay a company to do something for you, as a business owner, that does not absolve you and say that you have no longer any accountability for it. You have accountability for it because they shouldn't always have to tell you that you're running close to having none of these and to, you know, stock your inventory back up. You should also be keeping account of that because your inventory is how you make money, right? Product money, product money. No product, no money. So those, that inventory, you're going to keep up on. And so part of my loan is going to be towards getting the inventory, which we've already done that. And what we wanted to do is not only just get inventory, we also want to, we want to strike while the momentum is good. And what that basically means is that we had a lot of good response for getting our Kev Alone together. We've had a lot of good response from going out to events such as The Gathering. We have another one that is coming up that I will do a whole Blog Talk Radio show session on it once I talk with them and just confirm everything. That'll be in about 30 days. My models will be there at that event, so I'll be letting them know. So the other thing is we want to make sure that we continue to do our events. We want to continue to work on our inventory. So those are things that we will be doing. And so with our new designs, these are, all of our designs are ours. They are ours. We are trademarked. We work with Alive Shoes in their program. Those shoes and everything, they are the creations that we have created as a brand for Rich and Rich Home Opportunities. And Alive Shoes is a program that it allows you as a designer, once you have applied and they have accepted your application, to be able to design in a couple categories. And the better you get as a designer and, you know, and get sales, then you have different perks that help you in Alive Shoes to continue to have your success. And so those are things that we are going to be working on too, because once we want to get that designer certificate, I want it branded, because right now what we are a brand, we're very good at it, but we want to get specializations. We want to get certified for the things that we are doing also, because that even gives us even more credibility in our community, to our collaborators, our partnerships. We want to know, we want to be able to bring to them that we are very serious about our business and that we're going to be professional about our business as well. And so these new designs, they are very new. They use the designs we're creating, we're using them, we're maximizing as much as we can with what we know about other creative sources. And for when I say creative sources, we have people that, you know, can sew. We have seamstresses. There are some people that are good with, like, the graphic design. There are some people that are good with, you know, getting a promotion out there and promoting. But for me personally, I like the design aspect, because I have told this story before, but I'll tell it again because it's the truth. when I had Barbie dolls, and my parents, you know, they always, at Christmas time, I got my Barbie dolls and everything like that. Before they started doing, before, or at least before my parents started buying me the Barbie clothes that, you know, are made specifically for the Barbies, I would make the clothes myself. And so, of course, you know, just cutting up little stuff, you know, that I shouldn't be cutting up or whatever, and making little clothes for my Barbie dolls. And then it came in with the actual fashion designs. And so, you know, so there I am. I'm picking out the, you know, outfits and, you know,